from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I saw Hulk Hogan at Lions camp yesterday with a media pass on,
yes.
And it said Hulk Hogan on it. Like, did he need?
Yeah.
He was like, Campomania, brother.
Yeah.
He's been on a little tour lately. He's got his own beer now. He's at the Lake of the Ozarks, I think, last weekend.
Is he really? He got his own beer, you said?
Yeah. I have a picture of
it. What's it called? Hulkamania?
No, I think it's
Brewamania.
I have a picture of it. I think it's called Real American Beer. It's a light beer. Brewed in the United States, and he's on the... I had it last weekend.
Is it good?
Is it good?
No, it's just like a lager. I just kept saying brother after I drank it, though. I just couldn't stop.
All right.
Like, you want to play beer? You want to play pool volleyball?
How sure much do, for a brother. 30 rack of that?
I don't know if it's in the 30 yet. Should be.
Well, I would imagine.
It comes with a tarnished shirt that you're supposed to put on and rip off before you start drinking.
Does it really?
No.
Oh, that would be wild, though, if it did. Like, you know, you get one of these things in the 24-pack or whatever.
I believed it. I was like, okay,
yeah, I did too.
You drink 12 of them,
yeah.
You rip the shirt, you drink the other 12.
It's kind of a gimmick to get you to buy the beer, right?
I mean,
like, how are you going to separate yourself? Well, it comes with a shirt that you can rip off. Oh, okay.
Give me that and the handlebar or whatever.
Yeah, right.
I love it.
Yeah, let's go, Hulk.
Speaking of stuff that you love.
I'm here.
Okay. All right. So that audio, which you all saw yesterday, is from the video of the 7th round rookie Raiders player that decides to have a Kermit the Frog dressed as Patrick Mahomes. And I don't agree with a lot of what Emmanuel Acho has to say.
Yeah, I don't
know. But
either.
I did agree with what he had to say here.
Here's what I hate. He writing a check that everybody else got to cash.
That's right.
That's what
right.
I hate about it. Because, again, 7th round rookie, again, shout out to him for being drafted. But with all due respect, even though he disrespected Patrick Mahomes, he's not going to be the one on the field when Patrick Mahomes is going up against the Raiders. And Patrick Mahomes already got to get his lick back against the Raiders because the Raiders got a lick against him and route to his win in his 2nd Super Bowl in a row. So I feel bad because Trey Taylor, you just wrote a check that Max Crosby got to cash.
That's
you wrote
name?
A check that
That's
Aiden O'Connell got to cash. Trey Taylor.
Who told you that?
Check everybody else got to Google.
Oh, okay.
I did my Google.
Yeah. Had to Google 7th round pick. Here's the deal.
Yeah, what's the guy's name again?
Trey something. Trey Turner, I think. That's the guy that slides really well, but the football player.
Let me see. It's I don't even know that's in this ESPN article because ESPN, this is one of the main stories on ESPN yesterday.
He says it's really
slow. Or,
we'll have to listen.
Here's what I hate. He writing the
Trey
check.
Taylor.
That
Trey Taylor,
yeah. So I guess a Raider fan by the name of Josh Jacopetti dressed up the Kermit doll to look like Patrick Mahomes and brought it to training camp. And the players were going through an autograph line, and this guy handed Kermit to Trey Taylor, who put the guy, you know, the thing on his hand and laughed about it. Raider fan took a video of it and posted it. And now this Raider fan, who wanted to be known as Andrew Q, said he was sorry for posting the video and apologized to Taylor. I messaged a few of the creators and asked them if it was in bad taste. He wrote to ESPN, asked a few within the organization to apologize to Trey and if he wanted any charity donations. I'm young to this, and I learned everything viral isn't a good viral. The Raiders declined comment on that.
Okay.
This has become a scandal now.
I just... Here's the deal. You knew what you were doing. You did it. Mm-hmm. You got your recognition. And then everybody probably came after. I mean, Barstool, TMZ, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, every sort of Chiefs blog page tweets this. You knew exactly what you were doing. And the funny part about it is sometimes people know that if they do something, it can cause a stir.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that, as a Raiders fan who's probably tired of seeing the Chiefs be great, had one of those oh blank moments after it happened when he saw his phone just constantly go ding, 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 ding. And then it says, would you like to turn notifications off?
Yeah.
And then he all of a sudden probably got backlash from his own fan base. Like, dude, are you kidding me? Plus, I mean, the guy looks at his camera. I mean, Trey looked at his camera and did it and was like, I'm here. It's right. Like, you know what? And here's the thing.
That guy's not going to make the team. The Raiders are going to have to cut that guy now.
Yeah, you got to get rid of all. You got to cut the roots out now.
No, like today, you should cut that guy.
And the thing that's crazy about this is that people want to hate the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no legitimate reason to at all.
Right.
Other than envy.
Yeah.
And jealousy, which is just love disguised by hate. And it's always other teams that seem to give the Chiefs reason to elevate their play against them. We played the Jamar Chase stuff yesterday. We play the Raiders stuff today. Who's next? Who would like to step up to the bulletin board of the Kansas City Chiefs preseason?
Well, this one right here is going to resonate big time within the organization. And from the folks that I've already talked to around the league, it already has resonated big time within the organization, because I was talking to some folks yesterday that said, you know, he's not over the December 25th game yet,
right?
Okay, remember that game against the Raiders on Christmas Day? A lot of us just checked out at halftime and said, screw this, I'm going to go eat shrimp or whatever you do on Christmas morning. And so he's still not over that game, even though the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, right? What happened the last time the Raiders did something stupid? There were two things. They drove a bus around Arrowhead Stadium in that victory tour. The next game didn't go so well for them. Mm-hmm. And then there was a game I distinctly remember a few years ago. They went out and they stomped on the logo at the beginning of the game. And the Chiefs were up like literally 50-0 in the first quarter of that game when that, you know, the Italian dish was coaching over there. Mm-hmm. Not Vic Fangio, but who was the other guy that the Raiders, Bisaccia, the rich Bisaccia. You know, you ordered
the guy they should have kept.
The guy they should have kept. Yeah, right. Exactly. So you've got that incident happening. Like people don't realize, like, Patrick Mahomes is going to take this personal. And October 27th is the time the Raiders and Chiefs play. I'm going to tell you right now, get your popcorn ready. Mm. This is going to be an absolute bludgeoning of the Las Vegas Raiders. And now it's personal. Now they're pissed, and now they've got receipts, and they're going to go after the Raiders. Whether this Trey Taylor guy is on the team or not, the sole goal against the Raiders, and really for every team this year, is to embarrass them and to get the fun back in the offense. And the Chiefs are going to go out there, and they're going to annihilate the Las Vegas Raiders like they've never seen an annihilation before. Mm. And they're going to get their ass stomped, and it's going to be one of the more glorious performances of Patrick Mahomes. Holmes's career, you mark my words.
There's two things that I love about this. One is that Mahomes is so, like, cool, calm, and collected that he keeps the receipts, like, in the back of his mind, and then it happens in a game and he does something that makes you think, oh yeah, that's right, they made fun of him with a puppet.
Right.
And the other thing I want to see is him score like a rushing touchdown and then have Travis Kelce come over in the corner of the end zone and put his hand up the back of his jersey and act like Patrick Mahomes is the puppet.
Oh, that would be awesome.
And then they just do this. And then it's like two middle fingers, mofos. We remember.
I love that idea. You know what I mean?
That's what I want to speak into existence, is that, you know, one, we see Mahomes just go ham on him, go right. for the first game, four touchdowns, 430 yards. And then when he scores a rushing touchdown, you see the celebration of Travis Kelce being the puppet master and Mahomes just kind of acting like a puppet. And then they turn around. Then the Raiders are like, oh, yeah, we did do that in July.
Or they bring Kermit to the game and have him sit on the sidelines, right? That would be kind of cool. Or have Kermit sipping the tea. The other thing that I was able to find out yesterday and heard from somebody in the league, they go, this is what a losing culture is all about, right? Mm. And the Raiders have been a losing culture for the better part of 20 years now, right? How many head coaches have they had in this decade alone, let alone this century, right? It's just constantly rotating coaches. Lloyd Christmas is their head coach. I mean, the whole thing, like, nobody goes to Raider owner. Games to work. Oh, yeah, owner. Yeah. I'm sorry, owner.
Don't give him that much respect.
No. Nobody goes to their games that are fans of the Raiders. It's all visiting teams that go there. They made a huge mistake by not moving the Raiders back, you know, to Los Angeles and moving somebody else to Las Vegas. But what we're looking at right now is a team that has a losing culture, that has a seventh-round draft pick that needs to be cut, and that's about to get their ass kicked. Like, the Jamar Chase thing is okay, ha, ha, ha. This was a direct insult to the quarterback who's still pissed over losing a regular season game on Christmas Day to this organization. Like, paybacks are a bitch, man.
Yep, and you signed up for it. Like you said, you wrote a check that now everybody else, like, if I'm Max Crosby after that, I'm pulling a guy to the side and be like, do you have any idea what you've done?
No, what you do as the leader of that team is you walk into your boss's office and, you know, the head coach.
Cut his ass.
And you say, we got to get rid of this guy.
We've got to get rid of him.
You have to get rid of that guy.
Right.
If you're, the fact that it made like a news story on ESPN and it went from this stuff on Twitter that sometimes doesn't make real news or whatever. The fact that it was a top story on ESPN this morning when I woke up and looked at the headlines, that tells you where this thing is. And the Raiders need to do some serious damage control. Not that it's going to work, but for those guys on that team, you got to cut him. You got to move on from this Trey Taylor guy.
Or as Rex Hudler would say, you got to go.
You got to go. Like if I'm Antonio Pierce, I bring him into the office. I go, you got to go,
that's
man.
Right.
I mean, Mahomes has more playoff wins in their stadium than they do.
They should probably
just shut up.
Right. So, and here's the other thing about this organization. He's a seventh round draft pick, right? It's not like Brett Veach was drafting these guys and that seventh rounder has an opportunity to be good. He was drafted by the Raiders. So, you know, he's not going to be very good. If you're that organization, you got to bounce.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I saw Hulk Hogan at Lions camp yesterday with a media pass on, and it said Hulk Hogan on it. Like, did he need?
Yeah,
he was like Campbellmania, brother.
Yeah,
he's been on a little tour lately. He's got his own beer now. He's at the Lake of the Ozarks, I think, last weekend.
Is he really? He got his own beer, you said?
Yeah. I have a picture of
what's it. What's it called? Hulkamania?
No, I think it's...
Brewamania?
I have a picture of it. I think it's called Real American Beer. It's a light beer brewed in the United States, and he's on the – I had it last weekend.
Is it good?
Is it good?
No, it's just like a lager. I just kept saying brother after I drank it, though. I just couldn't stop.
All right.
Like, you want to play beer? You want to play pool volleyball?
How sure much do, for a brother? 30 rack of that?
I don't know if it's in the 30 yet. Should be.
Well, I would imagine.
It comes with a tarnished shirt that you're supposed to put on and rip off before you start drinking.
Does it really?
No.
Oh, that would be wild, though, if it did. Like, you know, you get one of these things in the 24-pack or whatever.
I believed it. I was like, okay, yeah, that I makes did sense. Too. You drink 12 of them, you rip the shirt, you drink the other 12.
It's kind of a gimmick to get you to buy the beer, right? Like, how are you going to separate yourself? Well, it comes with a shirt that you can rip off. Oh, okay.
Give me that and the handlebar or whatever he's got.
Yeah, right? I love it. Yeah, let's go, Hulk.
Speaking of stuff that you love.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. All right. So that audio, which you all saw yesterday, is from the video of the 7th round rookie Raiders player that decides to have a Kermit the Frog dressed as Patrick Mahomes. And I don't agree with a lot of what Emmanuel Acho has to say.
Yeah, I don't
but
either.
I did agree with what he had to say here.
Here's what I hate. He writing a check that everybody else got to cash.
That's right.
That's what
right.
I hate about it. Because, again, 7th round rookie, again, shout out to him for being drafted. Well, with all due respect, even though he disrespected Patrick Mahomes, he's not going to be the one on the field when Patrick Mahomes is going up against the Raiders. And Patrick Mahomes already got to get his lick back against the Raiders because the Raiders got a lick against him and route to his win in his second Super Bowl in a row. So I feel bad because Trey Taylor, you just wrote a check that Max Crosby got to cash.
That's
you wrote
name?
A check that
That's
Aiden O'Connell got to cash. Trey Taylor.
Who told you that?
Check everybody else got to Google.
Oh, okay.
I did my Google.
Yeah, right.
Had to Google 7th round pick. Here's the deal.
Yeah, what's the guy's name again?
Trey something. Trey Turner, I think. Not the guy that slides really well, but the football player.
Let me see. It's I don't even know that's in this ESPN article because ESPN, this is one of the main stories on ESPN yesterday.
He says it's really slow.
Or,
we'll have to listen.
Here's what I hate. He writing the
Trey
check.
Taylor.
Trey Taylor.
Trey Taylor, yeah. So for, I guess a Raider fan by the name of Josh Jacopetti dressed up the Kermit doll to look like Patrick Mahomes and brought it to training camp. And the players were going through an autograph line and this guy handed Kermit to Trey Taylor, who put the guy, you know, the thing on his hand and laughed about it. Raider fan took a video of it and posted it. And now this Raider fan who wanted to be known as Andrew Q said he was sorry for posting the video and apologized to Taylor. I messaged a few of the creators and asked them if it was in bad taste. He wrote to ESPN. Asked a few within the organization to apologize to Trey and if he wanted any charity donations. I'm young to this, and I learned everything viral isn't a good viral. The Raiders declined comment on that.
Okay.
This has become a scandal now.
Here's the deal. You knew what you were doing. You did it. Mm-hmm. You got your recognition, and then everybody probably came after. I mean, Barstool, TMZ, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, every sort of Chiefs blog page tweets this. You knew exactly what you were doing. And the funny part about it is sometimes people know that if they do something, it can cause a stir.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that as a Raiders fan who's probably tired of seeing the Chiefs be great, had one of those oh blank moments after it happened when he saw his phone just constantly go ding, 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 ding. And then it says, would you like to turn notifications off?
Yeah.
And then he all of a sudden probably got backlash from his own fan base. Like, dude, are you kidding me? Plus, I mean, the guy looks at his camera. I mean, Trey looked at his camera and did it and was like, I'm here. It's
right.
Like, you know what? And here's the thing.
That guy's not going to make the team. The Raiders are going to have to cut that guy now.
Yeah, you got to get rid of all. You got to cut the roots out now.
No, like today you should cut that guy.
And the thing that's crazy about this is that people want to hate the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no legitimate reason to at all.
Right.
Other than envy.
Yeah.
And jealousy, which is just love disguised by hate. And it's always other teams that seem to give the Chiefs reason to elevate their play against them. We played the Ja'Marr Chase stuff yesterday. We play the Raiders stuff today. Who's next? Who would like to step up to the bulletin board of the Kansas City Chiefs preseason?
Well, this one right here is going to resonate big time within the organization. And from the folks that I've already talked to around the league, it already has resonated big time within the organization, because I was talking to some folks yesterday that said, you know, he's not over the December 25th game yet. Right. Right. Right? Okay. Remember that game against the Raiders on Christmas Day? A lot of us just checked out at halftime and said, screw this. I'm going to go eat shrimp or whatever you do on Christmas morning. And so he's still not over that game, even though the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Right. What happened the last time the Raiders did something stupid? There were two things. They drove a bus around Arrowhead Stadium in that victory tour. The next game didn't go so well for them. Mm-hmm. And then there was a game I distinctly remember a few years ago. They went out and they stomped on the logo at the beginning mm-hmm. of the game. And the Chiefs were up like literally 50-0 in the first quarter of that game when that, the Italian dish was coaching over there. Mm-hmm. Not Vic Fangio, but who was the other guy that the Raiders, Bisaccia, the Rich mm-hmm. Bisaccia. You know, you ordered
the guy they should have kept.
The guy they should have kept. Yeah, right. Exactly. So you've got that incident happening. Like people don't realize, like, Patrick Mahomes is going to take this personal. And October 27th is the time the Raiders and Chiefs play. I'm going to tell you right now, get your popcorn ready. Mm. This is going to be an absolute bludgeoning of the Las Vegas Raiders. And now it's personal. Now they're pissed, and now they've got receipts, and they're going to go after the Raiders. Whether this Trey Taylor guy is on the team or not, the sole goal against the Raiders, and really for every team this year, is to embarrass them and to get the fun back in the offense. And the Chiefs are going to go out there, and they're going to annihilate the Las Vegas Raiders like they've never seen an annihilation before. Mm. And they're going to get their ass stomped, and it's going to be one of the more glorious performances of Patrick Mahomes' career, you mark my words.
There's two things that I love about this. One is that Mahomes is so like cool, calm, and collected that he keeps the receipts like in the back of his mind, and then it happens in a game and he does something that makes you think, oh yeah, that's right, they made fun of him with a puppet.
Right.
And the other thing I want to see is him score like a rushing touchdown and then have Travis Kelce come over in the corner of the end zone and put his hand up the back of his jersey and act like Patrick Mahomes is the puppet.
That would be
and
awesome.
Then they just do this. And then it's like two middle fingers. Mofos. We remember.
I love that idea. You know what I mean?
That's what I want to speak into existence is that, you know, one, we see Mahomes just go ham on him. For the first game, 4 touchdowns, 430 yards. And then when he scores a rushing touchdown, you see the celebration of Travis Kelce being the puppet master and Mahomes just kind of acting like a puppet. And then they turn around. Then the Raiders are like, oh, yeah, we did do that in July.
Or they bring Kermit to the game and have him sit on the sidelines, right? That would be kind of cool. Or have Kermit sipping the tea. The other thing that I was able to find out yesterday and heard from somebody in the league, they go, this is what a losing culture is all about, right? Mm. And the Raiders have been a losing culture for the better part of 20 years now, right? How many head coaches have they had in this decade alone, let alone this century, right? It's just constantly rotating coaches. Lloyd Christmas is their head coach. I mean, the whole thing, like, nobody goes to Raider owner. Games to work. Oh yeah. Owner. Yeah. I'm sorry. Owner.
Don't give him that much respect.
No. Nobody goes to their games that are fans of the Raiders. It's all visiting teams that go there. They made a huge mistake by not moving the Raiders back, you know, to Los Angeles and moving somebody else to Las Vegas. But what we're looking at right now is a team that has a losing culture, that has a 7th round draft pick that needs to be cut, and that's about to get their ass kicked. Like the Jamar Chase thing is okay. Ha ha ha. This was a direct insult to the quarterback who's still pissed over losing a regular season game on Christmas Day to this organization. Like, paybacks are a bitch, man.
Yep. And you signed up for it. Like you said, you wrote a check that now everybody else, like if I'm Max Crosby after that, I'm pulling my guy to the side and be like, do you have any idea what you've done?
No, what you do as the leader of that team is you walk into your boss's office and, the head coach.
Cut his ass.
And you say, we got to get rid of this guy.
We've got to get rid of him.
You have to get rid of that guy.
Right.
If the fact that it made like a news story on ESPN and it went from this stuff on Twitter that sometimes doesn't make real news or whatever, the fact that it was a top story on ESPN this morning when I woke up and looked at the headlines, that tells you where this thing is. And the Raiders need to do some serious damage control. Not that it's going to work, but for those guys on that team, you got to cut him. You got to move on from this Trey Taylor guy.
Or as Rex Hudler would say, you got to go.
You got to go. Like if I'm Antonio Pierce, I bring him into the office. I go, you got to go,
That's
man.
Right.
I mean, Mahomes has more playoff wins in their stadium than they do.
They
They should probably just shut up.
Right. So, and here's the other thing about this organization. He's a seventh round draft pick, right? It's not like Brett Veach was drafting these guys and that seventh rounder has an opportunity to be good. He was drafted by the Raiders. So, you know, he's not going to be very good. If you're that organization, you got to bounce. I saw Hulk Hogan at Lions camp yesterday with a media pass on, yes. And it said Hulk Hogan on it. Like, did he need?
Yeah.
He was like, Campomania, brother.
Yeah.
He's been on a little tour lately. He's got his own beer now. He's at the Lake of the Ozarks, I think, last weekend.
Is he really? He got his own beer, you said?
Yeah. I have a picture of it.
What's it called? Hulkamania?
No, I think it's...
Brewamania?
I have a picture of it. I think it's called Real American Beer. It's a light beer brewed in the United States, and he's on the... I had it last weekend.
Is it good?
Is it good?
No, it's just like a lager. I just kept saying brother after I drank it, though. I just couldn't stop.
All right.
Like, you want to play beer? You want to play pool volleyball?
How much for a 30 rack of that?
I don't know if it's in the 30 yet. Should be.
Well, I would imagine.
It comes with a tarnished shirt that you're supposed to put on and rip off before you start drinking.
Does it really?
No.
Oh, that would be wild, though, if it did. Like, you know, you get one of these things in the 24 pack or whatever.
Like, yeah. I believed it. I was like, okay, yeah, that I makes did sense. Too. I'm you like, drink 12 that, of them, yeah. You rip the shirt, you drink the other 12.
It's kind of a gimmick to get you to buy the beer, right? Like, how are you going to separate yourself? Well, it comes with a shirt that you can rip off. Oh, okay.
Give me that and the handlebar or whatever he's got.
Yeah, right? I love it. Yeah, let's go, Hulk.
Speaking of stuff that you love.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that audio, which you all saw yesterday, is from the video of the seventh round rookie Raiders player that decides to have a Kermit the Frog dressed as Patrick Mahomes. And I don't agree with a lot of what Emmanuel Acho has to say.
Yeah, I don't
either.
But
I did agree with what he had to say here.
Here's what I hate. He writing a check that everybody else got to cash.
That's right.
That's what I hate about it. Because, again, seventh round rookie, again, shout out to him for being drafted. Well, with all due respect, even though he disrespected Patrick Mahomes. Yes. He's not going to be the one on the field when Patrick Mahomes is going up against the Raiders. And Patrick Mahomes already got to get his lick back against the Raiders because the Raiders got a lick against him and route his win in his second Super Bowl in a row. So I feel bad because Trey Taylor, you just wrote a check that Max Crosby got to cash.
That's
you
his
wrote
name?
A check that
That's
Aiden O'Connell got to cash. Trey Taylor.
Who told you that?
Check everybody else got to Google.
Oh, okay.
I did my Google.
Yeah. Had to Google seventh round pick. Here's the deal.
Yeah, what's the guy's name again?
Trey something. Trey Turner, I think. Not the guy that slides really well, but the football player.
Let me see. It's, I don't even know that's in this ESPN article because ESPN, this is one of the main stories on ESPN yesterday. He says it's really slow.
We'll have to listen.
Here's what I hate. He writing the
Trey
check.
Taylor.
That
Trey Taylor.
Trey Taylor, yeah. So for, I guess a Raider fan by the name of Josh Jacopetti. Dressed up the Kermit doll to look like Patrick Mahomes and brought it to training camp. And the players were going through an autograph line and this guy handed Kermit to Trey Taylor, who put the guy, you know, the thing on his hand and laughed about it. Raider fan took a video of it and posted it. Mm-hmm. And now this Raider fan who wanted to be known as Andrew Q said he was sorry for posting the video and apologized to Taylor. I messaged a few of the creators and asked them if it was in bad taste. He wrote to ESPN. Asked a few within the organization to apologize to Trey and if he wanted any charity donations. I'm young to this, and I learned everything viral isn't a good viral. The Raiders declined comment on that.
Okay.
This has become a scandal now.
Here's the deal. You knew what you were doing. You did it. Mm-hmm. You got your recognition, and then everybody probably came after. I mean, Barstool, TMZ, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, every sort of Chiefs blog page tweets this. You knew exactly what you were doing. And the funny part about it is sometimes people know that if they do something, it can cause a stir.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that as a Raiders fan who's probably tired of seeing the Chiefs be great, had one of those oh blank moments after it happened when he saw his phone just constantly go ding, 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 ding. And then it says, would you like to turn notifications off?
Yeah.
And then he all of a sudden probably got backlash from his own fan base. Like, dude, are you kidding me? Plus, I mean, the guy looks at his camera. I mean, Trey looked at his camera and did it and was like, I'm here. It's right. Like, you know what? And here's the thing.
That guy's not going to make the team. The Raiders are going to have to cut that guy now.
Yeah, you got to get rid of all. You got to cut the roots out now.
No, like today you should cut that guy.
And the thing that's crazy about this is that people want to hate the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no legitimate reason to at all.
Right.
Other than envy.
Yeah.
Which and jealousy, which is just love disguised by hate. And it's always other teams that seem to give the Chiefs reason to elevate their play against them. We played the Ja'Marr Chase stuff yesterday. We play the Raiders stuff today. Who's next? Who would like to step up to the bulletin board of the Kansas City Chiefs preseason?
Well, this one right here is going to resonate big time within the organization. And from the folks that I've already talked to around the league, it already has resonated big time within the organization, because I was talking to some folks yesterday that said, you know, he's not over the December 25th game yet.
Right.
Okay. Remember that game against the Raiders on Christmas Day? A lot of us just checked out at halftime and said, screw this, I'm going to go eat shrimp or whatever you do on Christmas morning. And so he's still not over that game, even though the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, right? What happened the last time the Raiders did something stupid? There were two things. They drove a bus around Arrowhead Stadium in that victory tour. The next game didn't go so well for them. Mm-hmm. And then there was a game I distinctly remember a few years ago. They went out and they stomped on the logo at the beginning of the game. And the Chiefs were up like literally 50-0 in the first quarter of that game when that, the Italian dish was coaching over there. Mm-hmm. Not Vic Fangio, but who was the other guy that the Raiders, Bisaccia, the Rich Bisaccia. You know, you ordered
the guy they should have kept.
The guy they should have kept. Yeah, right. Exactly. So you've got that incident happening. Like people don't realize, like, Patrick Mahomes is going to take this personal. And October 27th is the time the Raiders and Chiefs play. I'm going to tell you right now, get your popcorn ready. Mm. This is going to be an absolute bludgeoning of the Las Vegas Raiders. And now it's personal. Now they're pissed, and now they've got receipts, and they're going to go after the Raiders. Whether this Trey Taylor guy is on the team or not, the sole goal against the Raiders, and really for every team this year, is to embarrass them and to get the fun back in the offense. And the Chiefs are going to go out there, and they're going to annihilate the Las Vegas Raiders like they've never seen an annihilation before. Mm. And they're going to get their ass stomped, and it's going to be one of the more glorious performances of Patrick Mahomes' career, you mark my words.
There's two things that I love about this. One is that Mahomes is so, like, cool, calm, and collected that he keeps the receipts, like, in the back of his mind, and then it happens in a game and he does something that makes you think, oh yeah, that's right, they made fun of him with a puppet.
Right.
And the other thing I want to see is him score like a rushing touchdown and then have Travis Kelce come over in the corner of the end zone and put his hand up the back of his jersey and act like Patrick Mahomes is the puppet.
That would be
and
awesome.
Then they just do this. And then it's like two middle fingers. Mofos. We remember.
I love that idea. You know
what
I mean?
Like, oh, yeah. That's what I want to speak into existence is that, you know, one, we see Mahomes just go ham on him. For the first game, four touchdowns, 430 yards. And then when he scores a rushing touchdown, you see the celebration of Travis Kelce being the puppet master and Mahomes just kind of acting like a puppet. And then they turn around. Then the Raiders are like, oh, yeah, we did do that in July.
Or they bring Kermit to the game and have him sit on the sidelines, right? That would be kind of cool. Or have Kermit sipping the tea. The other thing that I was able to find out yesterday and heard from somebody in the league, they go, this is what a losing culture is all about, right? Mm. And the Raiders have been a losing culture for the better part of 20 years now, right? How many head coaches have they had in this decade alone, let alone this century, right? It's just constantly rotating coaches. Lloyd Christmas is their head coach. I mean, the whole thing, like, nobody goes to Raider owner. Games to work. Oh, yeah, owner. Yeah. I'm sorry, owner.
Don't give him that much respect.
No. Nobody goes to their games that are fans of the Raiders. It's all visiting teams that go there. They made a huge mistake by not moving the Raiders back, you know, to Los Angeles and moving somebody else to Las Vegas. But what we're looking at right now is a team that has a losing culture, that has a seventh-round draft pick that needs to be cut, and that's about to get their ass kicked. Like, the Ja'Marr Chase thing is okay, ha, ha, ha. This was a direct insult to the quarterback who's still pissed over losing a regular season game on Christmas Day to this organization. Like, paybacks are a bitch, man.
Yep. And you signed up for it. Like you said, you wrote a check that now everybody else, like, if I'm Max Crosby after that, I'm pulling my guy to the side and be like, do you have any idea what you've done?
No, what you do as the leader of that team is you walk into your boss's office and, you know, the head coach.
Cut his ass.
And you say, we got to get rid of this guy.
We've got to get rid of him.
You have to get rid of that guy.
Right.
If you're, the fact that it made like a news story on ESPN and it went from – this stuff on Twitter that sometimes doesn't make real news or whatever. The fact that it was a top story on ESPN this morning when I woke up and looked at the headlines, that tells you where this thing is. And the Raiders need to do some serious damage control. Not that it's going to work, but for those guys on that team, you got to cut him. You got to move on from this Trey Taylor guy.
Or as Rex Hudler would say, you got to go.
You got to go. Like if I'm Antonio Pierce, I bring him into the office. I go, you got to go,
That's
man.
Right.
I mean, Mahomes has more playoff wins in their stadium than they do. They should probably just shut up.
Right. So, and here's the other thing about this organization. He's a seventh round draft pick, right? It's not like Brett Veach was drafting these guys and that seventh rounder has an opportunity to be good. He was drafted by the Raiders. So, you know, he's not going to be very good. If you're that organization, you got to bounce.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.